You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're going to get a little existential. Bear with me, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I've been pondering, and I ponder often, and you can understand that because if you listen to the show, you know a little bit about me. You might know a lot about me. You know exactly where I'm coming from, and you understand that I'm a deep person, but yet I like to have fun. And I like to try to figure out why we're here and what we're doing here and the reasons for us being on this planet. Like, what are the most important things that we're supposed to be getting out of this life? What are we supposed to be taking in on a daily basis and realizing? What are we supposed to understand? Where are we supposed to be going? What are we supposed to be thinking? What are we supposed to be doing? And tonight's show is dedicated to anybody that's been thinking about this themselves. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. But a lot of us think about this kind of stuff. And sometimes it scares us a little bit, but honestly, it's something that we have to deal with. So what is the reason for being here? What are we supposed to be doing on planet Earth? And I think the reasons, from my perspective, seem logical. Yet I think a lot of times we overlook the simplicity of what logic really is. We have a tendency of overlooking the reasons for things because we think that's too simple. That can't be why. And it's our human condition to want to what? Make things more confusing, more difficult, more hard to understand. I mean, come on. When was the last time you looked at an instruction manual for any type of phone or electronic product? How thick was that book? Think about it. I mean, things have changed. We've made things so complicated. We make everything complicated. We make our emotions complicated, the reasons why we're here complicated, directions, regulations, rules, laws. All of this is so complicated. I mean, sometimes it hurts your brain to take in all this stuff because everybody wants to tell you something or explain something, or every product has a manual and everything has this and you have to follow this. And if you work in a big company, there's a chain of command, and that chain of command has to be respected. If you don't go through the chain of command, what happens? You went over someone's head. Think about it. It's like a chain of command for everything. And I think that life doesn't have to be that difficult. I really think that we can live a life, the life we're supposed to be living, by making it simpler to think about, simpler to understand, and getting to the absolute core. I mean, honestly, life is not that hard to figure out. But we make it so difficult. We love the drama. We buy into the drama. If we don't have enough drama in our own home, we watch it on TV. I mean, heck, if we don't have enough drama, we'll watch it on TV and we'll make sure we get a new friend that has a lot of drama going on. Think about it. Think about how we live our life. Think about on the other side of the coin. Everything's good going in your life. You're having a great life. Things are wonderful. They're swimming. They're smooth. The smooth waters. There's no boat rocking. It's smooth. There's no wind. Maybe 6% from the north. Not too bad. And all of a sudden, you get bored with it. You get bored with it, and you decide to do something to add interesting aspects to your life. And you know what that ends up doing? Stress, drama, chaos, anxiety, not being able to sleep at night. But we did all this because we wanted to live. We wanted to know what it was like to live on the edge, living on the edge. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you go, oh God, please, God, please, please, God, let me get back to my normal life. I mean, I'll do anything. I'll walk 50 miles telling everybody how amazing God you are. I'll tell everybody about the scriptures. I'll do whatever I have to do. We sit there and we beg and we plead. And it's funny how we look outside of ourselves for all these answers when we can just go inside and realize you've been an idiot. Stop adding more stress in your life. Get rid of these problems that you've created. Go back to where you were. And tonight we're going to talk about how you can live a happy and healthy and amazing life with taking the complication part out of it. It's really not that hard. And, you know, there was a time when I made life really difficult, okay? So I'm in the same boat. I made it very difficult. I created a lot of drama in my life. If there wasn't drama, yes, I would create it too. And then I would look at my life and go, oh my God, please, please let this drama go away. Let me get out of this. Let me get out of this free and clear. I'll never do anything crazy like that again. We've all done that before. So let's talk about why we're here. The reason, the secret, really, the one thing. And I think there's more than one thing. And I want to begin with talking about one of the reasons why we're here is to learn. We're supposed to be learning how it is to be a human being. What does it mean to be human? How does it mean to be in this body? How does it mean to be pulled out of your mother's womb, slapped on the butt, lights glaring, and you live this life? What does it mean to be human? I've learned a lot. I've learned the hard way. I've learned the easy way. I've learned in the in-between. I've learned both at the same time. I've learned what it means to have emotion, to have love. And being human is such an interesting concept. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you can procreate, the sex concept. You can feel, you can hurt, you can be happy, you can be sad, you can smile, you can laugh. It's amazing. And I think one of the biggest things about learning is experiencing. What are we experiencing? What does life have to offer? What does the human condition have to offer us? Why is it so interesting? And I think some of you out there are bored with life. And, you know, I understand I've been there too, but I realized eventually there's no reason to be bored. It took me to start learning. I had to slow down a little bit. I had to kind of pull it back and realize that the human condition itself is really pretty amazing. I started realizing the concept of experience, experiencing different things, experiencing my life, experiencing from different perspectives. I started experiencing things in my life that are amazing. I mean, in the last, the last 10 years, but even more so in the last 4 years, I've been experiencing a lot of synchronicity. I've been experiencing synchronicity in an extremely clear and honest perspective. Once you begin to see synchronicity in all areas of your life, life starts becoming more interesting. You realize it's not all happenstance. Certain things were meant to be. Certain things were not meant to be. You can create things. You can learn from things. However, everything was designed in an amazing design for us. And I know some people say, oh, gosh, this is such a hard life. This earth is so difficult, and it's just such a painstaking life. And if you've been listening to the radio lately on certain stations, every song is about how painful this life is and how we live in a hopeless place. And I just don't find that to be correct. I find that to be a fallacy. This world is not a hopeless place. This world is actually a very amazing place that offers many options, as long as you create the option in your own heart and mind. You know, it's interesting because when we experience things, we experience it to a level of honesty. When you honestly experience something, I heard a friend of mine the other day talk about how he doesn't like to pay for things as far as items. Like, he doesn't like to buy furniture and expensive clothing, but he likes to pay for experiences. He likes to go to music festivals. He loves to go to concerts. He likes to travel. I think that's interesting because those are things that you can always carry with you, contrary to your couch. And I love my couch, and God bless it. I went through a part of my life that was all about retail therapy. I know some people listening have too, because retail therapy is hard. And a lot of the reasons why we do retail therapy is because we're dealing with other aspects of our life that we haven't fully gotten to. We're still avoiding something that's wrong. However, if you go back to the concept of experiences, when we experience amazing things, we're able to take those with us forever. We're able to make those into our perspective. They actually change in color and add to our perspective, which allows us to be broader and more open-minded and more logical. So stay tuned. When we return, we're going to be talking more about the secret of life and the meaning of life and how you can begin to incorporate the things that I talk about tonight into your life, and you can have the most amazing life ever. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean s***.
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we're talking about the secret of life, the reason for us living here. And right before the break, I was talking that one of the big reasons is for us to learn. Learning is essential to being here on planet Earth. We're human, and we're supposed to be learning about what the human condition is. We're basically living through a body that's a human. And we're supposed to experience all that there is to experience. And experiencing is so amazing, because we're able to take those experiences with us and use those in our perspective. Not only do we use them in our perspective, but they actually create and help color our perspective, and they make it broader and more vivid and more clear and more honest and more authentic. I mean, it's one thing to sit there and buy things. It's another thing to experience things. I think we also are here to learn, and we're here to feel. We're here to know how it feels to be human, how it feels to be us, how to execute feeling based on us and our higher self within the human condition. How to feel what our emotions are, where we are. How do we feel about love? How do we feel? Are we able to be loved? Is it okay that we're loved? Are we good enough to be loved? I see a lot of my clients coming in and out of this, out of my office. And we have a lot of conversations, because a lot of times people are always wanting someone else to love them. Oh, I hope someone else cares about me. I hope someone else loves me. I hope this person doesn't let me down. And I understand, I've been there before, but it took me to understand that I have to first love myself before I can ever truly look for love with somebody else. For example, it wasn't until I realized that I had to love myself that I actually found another person who loves himself, who actually loves me. Because in the past, I've met some wonderful people. And by the way, I have been in relationships with amazing people. However, I think a lot of times when people don't love themselves, they look for other people to love them outside of themselves, and it becomes a different morphed situation. It morphs the situation from being, you know, a relationship, two wholes, into two halves coming together to make a whole. And if you listen to any of my past shows, you can go to ashleyburgess.com. You can go to Spreaker or iTunes. You can go to alltexasmusic.com, All Texas Music, or you could go to cerebralstudios.com. And all of these sites have my shows. And in the last 200 and change shows that we've done, I explained the fact that you have to love yourself. You have to understand yourself, and you have to be one with yourself before you can ever truly meet someone else that's going to love you for you. Because otherwise they're going to love you for the way that you make them feel, right? They're going to love you for the way that you make them feel about themselves. Interesting quandary. You know, I've been in relationships like that where it was all about the way that I made someone else feel. And I like making people feel good. And I love loving people. It's part of my prerogative. It's part of my authentic self. But in the same, if somebody feels for you based on how you love them, it's a one-sided, mismatched, misjoined relationship. So let's get back to the concept of feeling. When we feel, we have to understand the reasons for why we feel a certain way. Is the feeling masked by the mind telling us things? Is it telling us through this mind how we're supposed to be? You know, I think that the mind is an interesting, like, crazy mad scientist. On one hand, some of the things can be quite beneficial. The help of hindsight. On the other hand, some things can be detrimental. Think about it. Our mind tries to explain everything. It tries to analyze everything in its own way. And a lot of times, if we are jaded in any way, that analyzation will be that way. If we do a lot of negative self-talk, I am always just flabbergasted when I have clients come in and their negative self-talk is so extreme and they have no idea. They have no idea. And it's not like they're calling themselves a slut or a hoe or anything like that. They're actually over there saying, oh, I never could do this. And, you know, I've tried my best and I'm never good at that. And, you know, honestly, Ashley, you know, it's just I'm lucky to be alive, you know, barely holding on. Wow, life is hard when you're barely holding on. And I think when the mind creates these type of issues, these type of non-truthful extrapolations based on the fact of something that we think may have happened or something that happened in our past, we extrapolate that to the present tense. And sometimes I agree that precedents might give us maybe a thought into a situation. However, just like the Supreme Court, they might vote on precedents sometimes, but sometimes they don't. Think about it. So we're here to learn. We're here to learn about ourselves and the world around us. We're here to learn about love. We're here to learn about our heart. We're here to learn about other people. But more than anything, we're here to learn about ourselves. We're here to learn about the reason for life. And I think that leads us into another way, another reason of why we're here. And I think this is clear to everybody, is that we're all learning, right? Everybody's got to learn. But what's the other component of learning? We're here to teach. Think about it. You can't just learn all the time. You also are teaching. You're teaching others around you about the human condition. You're teaching others around you about the reason for life. I bet you didn't know that you were that big of a teacher, huh? We're teaching other people by helping them understand. Helping them understand things that maybe we get easily. Helping people understand by our example. And I think that's one of the big keys of the human experience. It's not about always about talking, but it's by example. And that's something that I believe in, is that when I come up here and I talk about this and I'm in these studios and I'm all over the country talking about this stuff on the radio, I talk about it because I know it's to be true. I don't talk about it to BS anybody. I don't talk about it to be a Pollyanna. I don't talk about it to sit there and say, you're living life wrong. Wake up and smell the coffee. I'm talking about this because it's real. There's not a lot of people that are going to break it down for you. Okay, because it's a lot easier to keep you all confused than to really know the honest truth. You know, and because I am an authentic person and I practice what I preach, I like to express and to teach things, but I also learn. Just earlier, right before I came into the studio, I learned some stuff that I didn't know. And a lot of times we make the assumption when you see someone that doesn't seem to be able to teach you something just because of their look. I always think that's funny. Is that a lot of times we make this snap judgment based on someone's looks, whether they're able to teach you something or not. And there I was standing at this desk before I walked into the studio, and I was talking to a gentleman behind the desk, and this woman walks in, and she's about, I don't know, about 5'9", tall, you know, big-breasted blonde. And she made a very astute comment, and the guy behind the desk kind of blew her off, and I looked at her, I said, wow, are you in that industry? And she said, yeah, I've been in that industry for 12 years. And it was a healthcare industry, very interesting stuff. And all of a sudden, he was interested. Everybody else that was listening was interested. But it kind of upset me that I had to give credence to her by pointing out the fact that maybe this person knows something. I think for most of the people, they were like, it's just a tall broad that came in here. I mean, that looks good. I mean, what is she going to teach us? And I think we have to get out of our mindset and learn from others. And some people, you'll learn from them things that you don't want to ever do. You're not always going to learn the right thing from people, but you might learn the things that you never want to do in your own life. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll be talking more about the secret of life. We're talking more about what you can actually begin to teach others around you and how to do it effectively. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about the secrets of life. Yeah, it's something that I think about all the time, the reason why we're here. What are we supposed to be doing on this planet Earth? Is there a real thought-out plan? Are we just going willy-nilly all over the place with no thoughts and just running around like a bunch of crazy people going cray-cray? Or is there really a reason? Are there things that we can do to better our life? Are there things that we can do to better the lives of people around us? Interesting. Right before the break, we started talking about why we're here. And we talked about, first off, that we're here to learn. But you know what we also talked about now? We're here to teach. We're here to teach people. We're here to help people. We're here to inspire people to be the best they can be. We're here to inspire authenticity. And that's what Perspectives with Ashley Burgess is here to do, is to inspire authenticity, to inspire being unique, to inspire not trying to fit in, to stop fitting in, and to actually be yourself. It's the time. The time has come. It's the awakening. It's ready for you to awaken and be you. Everybody's waiting for it. So as you wake up and you start realizing that we're here to learn, we're here to experience, to feel, to be, to act out of a human body, which is so cool because we have like a way of getting around. It's like our own vehicle. So we have like this whole soul and heart thing wrapped up in this vehicle. Yes, it doesn't probably go as fast as your Mustang, but you know what? It's a fast vehicle, or your Lamborghini, or whatever it is that you drive, okay? Or your bike, or your beach cruiser, but it gets you around. And when we take care of that vessel, that body, it gets us somewhere. So let's talk about teaching people. We can teach them by inspiring them, by opening people's minds to the reality of what life is. We can actually open people's minds. You can open people's minds. Really? You can open people's minds on a daily basis by teaching others. And how do we do this? Because I said I was going to tell you how to do this. You can do this by showing other people what matters. Showing other people, explaining things to people, taking the time out of your day to be there for someone else. And you know, eventually it becomes not something outside of your time. It's not going out of your way eventually. And I realize that's something that we learn, is that honestly, when we go out of our way, in parentheses, we're actually doing what's right for us. Because the only way we can stay in synchronicity and to create synchronicity in the first place is to do what's right by others, is to help other people. I mean, the other day I was walking down the street and I saw this woman walking in to an office complex right across the street. And I saw that she was having a difficult time getting in the door. And I know opening the door for somebody's not that big of a deal, but I ran across the two lanes of traffic, ran up the side, came up the staircase, and I was like, oh, can I help you? And I opened the door for her, and she was very thankful. And yeah, some people would say that's going out of your way. I don't think so. Because it's interesting how right after I helped her in, she was very gracious, and I didn't want anything in return at all. I was just glad I could help. I turned around and I ran into somebody I hadn't seen in like 5 years. And it's somebody that I'm delighted to see. And it was amazing. So we got to reconnect. However, if I would have been just minding my own business, going along with the flow, not wanting to rock the boat, not wanting to get out of my space, not wanting to get out of, you know, go out of my way, right? Go out of my way to help somebody. I would have never had this amazing run-in. And that's what synchronicity is when you do the right thing. The other day, I was actually at the airport. I'm walking through, and I check in my bag. And as I'm checking in my bag, this gentleman helps me. He's not at the desk. He's not the ticket agent, but he's actually helping me through one of those fast kiosks, right? So I go through the fast kiosk, and I had a couple of, I'm sure it was operational errors of my own. And he helped me, and he was very sweet and very nice. And I went and checked in my bag, and I got my ticket, and I walked off. And I was like, you know what? I got to go back and tell that man thank you. So I walked back and I said, hey, I just want to let you know I really appreciate what you did. And it really helped me out. And he was so delighted. And I felt like I needed to do that because it, you know what? When people do things, you need to be honest and truthful and be honest with them and show them and express to them how you feel. Because guess what? It makes people's lives have more meaning. Okay? Because a lot of times the way that things are set up sometimes, people feel, you know, like they don't have a lot of meaning. And when you show other people meaning, guess what? You have more meaning. And so when I left that and I thanked him and everything, it was just wild. I ended up getting through security. They let me through everybody. All kinds of stuff. It all happened, though, based on the fact that I did what was right. I went, apparently, out of my way. Which I don't like to use those words anymore because I don't believe in out of your way at all. I believe that's right in your spot. There's no in your way at all. You're in the right place at the right time being you and being authentic. You know, next is because we want to open other people's minds, so we teach them. We help them. Opening people's minds is a good thing. It's not a scary thing. It's not a scare tactic. It's not shock value. A lot of artists and people like that do the shock value. Even talk show hosts, shock value. I don't believe in shock value. I believe in the truth. And even if the truth hurts, I believe that it's time to hear it. You can't be authentic and not tell people sometimes what the reality is, okay? So the wake-up call is tonight here on Perspectives. And if you haven't seen or haven't or missed some of the past shows that you've heard about or you've talked about or you want another friend to check out because it inspired you, to go that next step, go to AshleyBurgess.com, go to Spreaker, which is a really cool on-demand application, or go to iTunes, as well as any corporations can buy the whole collection of the Perspectives collection on AllTexasMusic.com, AllTexasMusic.com, or Cerebral, like the brain, CerebralStudios.com. And, you know, I think that when we listen to the truth, and this is something that I've understood, is that from my life, I've learned some very deep, deep, deep things. And one of the deepest things I've ever learned is that you remember where you were when you heard the truth. You'll always remember where you were the moment you heard the truth. And you'll always remember who was telling the truth. On the opposite, when you're around people that aren't telling the truth, you rarely remember those experiences. The only time that you ever don't remember the truth is if you were trying to block it out. And eventually, it will come to the surface. It's part of your subconscious. It always does. And that's what's so important about understanding what to put into your subconscious. Not leaving the TV on all night. Not leaving the radio on all the time. Being cognizant of what you're listening to. Putting on perspectives instead of talkative dribble that only makes you fear-based or angry. I mean, a lot of the stuff out nowadays, you have to think about it. Think about it honestly. Is a lot of the programs that you listen to make you angry. They make you mad. They make you fearful. Oh, God, what's going to happen? Are we going to live tomorrow? Is there going to be this whole thing? What's going on in the politics? What's going on in the political stance? What is Obama doing? And everybody gets all fear-mongered and they all stress out. And, you know, it causes like road rage and all this other stuff. But it's not truthful. There's no truth in it. There might be a little smidgen of truth to get you to feel a certain way. And, you know, let's talk about this. Let's talk about opening people's minds. When you open people's minds and you do what's right by people, you do not include fear. I've been reading a book. It's called The Emerald Tablets. And one of the things about it is that you are not. You go against the creed and universal laws and truth by including fear in your message. My message has no fear. I give no fear to you. All I do is give love and awakening. And that's what the basis of the show is about. And, you know, some of the things that we talk about is eye-opening. It's life-changing, but it's not fear-based. It's eye-opening. It's amazing. It's right there, but it's not fear-based. So stay tuned. When we return, we're going to talk more about the secrets of life. And we're going to talk about what it means to be together. We have to learn, to teach, and to be together. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about the secret of life. What are we here for? What are we doing? What's the reason and purpose for our life? And in the last few segments, we talk about to learn, to be human, to experience, to feel, as well as to teach others, to help them, to inspire them, to open their minds to authentic truths without fear base. We learn nothing when we are surrounded by fear. All we learn is fear. But truth is not fear. It's being authentic. It's being open-minded. It's being honest. So let's talk about to be together. We're here. One of the secrets of life is to be together. We're supposed to be together with other people. We're supposed to cooperate. We're supposed to be cooperative. Okay. And I know some of y'all probably didn't play well in kindergarten. It didn't play well. I remember this girl in kindergarten. She bit me in the arm when I tried to play with her army men. She had like those little plastic army men and she had like 50 of them. Okay. And you know, like the big tires, like the big tires that they would like kind of set up like a little fort and you could get in them. You could climb in and out of them. And we were inside those tires playing with these little green army men, you know, sticking them inside the folds of the tires and kind of like, you know, I don't know, not, it wasn't really a war scene, but it was just kind of like, this is all we have to do until our parents pick us up scenario. She ended up biting me in the arm. I mean, literally bit off skin. And I understand she was like probably about older than me, maybe younger than me. But eventually we learned that we're here to cooperate. I mean, no man is an island. No woman's an island. We're here to cooperate. We're here to be together. That's why we always want to be around other people mostly. I mean, some of y'all introverts, you don't always want to be around other people. And that's fine. Because, you know, the reason why you don't always want to be around other people is because other people are constantly thinking that you're a jerk because you're quiet. They think you're rude because you're quiet. When in actuality, you just don't know what to say and you'd like to keep to yourself until you get to know people a little better. But it's sad that people go on and make an assumption based in their mind, oh, so-and-so's a jerk because they always act like they're smug and better than everybody. But in actuality, so-and-so is just like, God, I just, so many people here, and I'm just trying to take it all in, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm just going to watch. And it's about cooperating. It's about being cooperative. It's about being respectful. Being respectful of other people and understanding that the only way you get respect is by giving respect. You are respect, and therefore, if you are respect, everybody else is respect. I am love, therefore I am love. I mean, everybody goes, how do you know so many people? Everybody comes up to you. Everybody knows you. Everybody loves you. Everybody says hi. Everybody's always there. You go anywhere and it's like, you know, it's like paparazzi, no matter where you're at. And I go, that's because I treat people with respect. Because I love people. Because I care about people. And you know what? I'm not making judgment calls on their lifestyle. I'm not making judgment calls on what they're doing. I respect the human condition, and I respect the woes and the triumphs and the troubles that people go through. And I don't live in a glass house, and that's why I don't throw stones. And I don't make judgment calls on people and say, oh, because you believe in a certain faith, you're going to hell. I mean, come on, how limited thought process is that? I mean, you know, that's like the same level as racism. I mean, come on, like color matters? Does color matter anymore to anybody? I start wondering how much it really does, or is it just like something the media does to exploit us? However, maybe some people are still into color, and that's sad and unfortunate. They're not being very authentic to themselves or anybody around them. You know, what about the respect factor? You know, in order to respect people and to understand and to cooperate people, you can't keep making snap decisions based on nonsense. Yes, I do agree that there's certain feelings and emotions that you might have if you're very highly in tune. You might have a feeling about somebody that might not be so good. And if you're that highly in tune, you can literally just be cordial and be nice and not spend any more time with them. It doesn't have to be this whole exit stage right, drama, 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 you know, the chorus sings. It doesn't have to be like that. It can just be, hey, you know, it's been really great hanging out. I gotta go. You know, to be together means to be love. We gotta love other people. You don't have to if you don't want to, but it makes life a lot more fun. I mean, I think it's great. I love loving people, and I don't have a lot of strings attached to anybody. I don't have any. I sent a text earlier before I came into the studio, and there was someone that was offering me a career move a while back to be on another station, and I really appreciate the option, but when we first met, we met each other as friends. And I don't know what's going on with that deal right now. I'd love to be on that station as well. It's a great station. But I thought we were friends, and because the deal hasn't really come through with or whatever, I think he's been avoiding me. And I sent a text saying, hey, man, I love you. I thought we were friends. Shout out to me. You know, say hi. And I don't... And the deal... Yeah, the show doesn't... That particular deal doesn't matter. If it happens, great. But life's too short. I mean, think about how many people you've loaned money to that over that $200 has avoided you for years. I mean, I've called up. I picked up the phone and called people and said, hey... You know, you might owe me a lot of money, but, you know, a debt's a debt. And if you plan on paying it, that's great. But, I mean, can we not be friends again? And it's weird because that first initial call is normally very cool. But then after that, you don't hear from them again. And I'd rather get somebody off the hook. I'd rather cut those strings than continue to perpetuate that. Because that's not love. And that's not the truth. Because in this situation with the text messaging, that person's been avoiding me because maybe they feel like they can't manifest something. Maybe they don't know if it's going to happen. Maybe they feel bad about bringing it up. But my whole point was that we were friends. But now we're nothing. We don't talk. We don't do anything. If anything, they're avoiding me. And I think we all go through this process. And because our life is to cooperate and to be together, we have to understand these things and be open-minded to the reasons why certain things happen. But also to understand and to rationalize with the correct perspective why things are happening. And I think that's so interesting because our mind wants to create all these mind-made limitations and all these negative codings and try to separate us all from everybody because, you know, the ego is telling us how great we are and how much better we are and how everybody else is out to get us. And if we don't watch our back, it might be bad. But that's not true. That's so far from reality. I mean, that's just so, unless you're doing illegal things and running drugs or gun running or whatever you're doing, killing people. Yeah, maybe you should watch your back. But if you're being a normal human being and doing what you can to find love and happiness, I think watching your back is overrated unless you are actually defending the country in war. I've met several people recently that I really adore, but they... I don't know. I mean, at first, my honesty and candor, they say, is very refreshing. However, later on, I feel like maybe it scares them. And I understand that sometimes in life, if you've lived to a certain age and you don't have a lot of people being very truthful in your life, it can be a little overwhelming when somebody's completely authentic. However, I think it's the most enlightening. And I think it's also helpful for enlightened people to understand that other non-enlightened people might actually go away from you. And that's okay. You want people to gravitate to you that love you for who you are and that are honestly there for you and that are honestly something to offer as far as not taking, giving. I'm not just talking about items or things. I'm just talking about the creative process, the love process, being in the oneness. And last but not least, one of the perspectives insights for tonight and something that I'd like y'all to take to heart. I want you to do one of these each day. I want you to learn each day or teach each day or get together with other people and cooperate each day. And I want you to feel what life means, because with all these things, you can feel what true life is by being able to learn. And I think once you get to that point, you're probably telling me, Ashley, come on, I do that all the time. So yeah, learn every day. Teach every day. Be together with other people every day. Be on your own part of the day too. Because part of the important part of life, God bless me, that was hard to say. Being a big part of your life is to be on your own too, to be authentic, to listen to your higher self. And one FYI, little tidbit, one little breadcrumb of information, is the more difficult something is, the more difficult something is to make happen. And I'm not talking about you have to work for something. I'm talking about the more difficult something is, like it's hard and there's all this red tape and things just keep happening, it's probably not the right thing to do. So when you feel like you're walking uphill and you're having a hard time getting there and things seem to be pushing you away, there's something to be said about that. It's like anything in life. If you go somewhere and it's like you're fighting uphill a battle, check yourself. Stop fighting the system and work with it. Get in the flow. Get into the synchronicity. Be one. Be with others. Learn and teach things. I mean, you're a valuable teacher. And if you stay quiet and you have something to say that's very mindful, and instead of saying it, you stay quiet because you're scared, that's no good. Because that person that could have learned something from you doesn't get to learn it. And who knows when they get to learn it? But they needed to learn it that day, and you took it away from them. You took away the option for them. Think about that. It's not fair. They might have been needing that type of knowledge right then and there to change their life for the better forever. That piece of knowledge could have taken them to the next level and inspired them. So the next thing you try to censor, the next time you think about censoring yourself or squashing your ideas because you're scared, because they're truthful and they put you out there and you feel naked, don't. Because you could be hurting humanity. And you probably are, and you're definitely hurting yourself. So be yourself, speak up, be aware, be truthful, be authentic, because that's what you are. That's exactly who you are. So I have a great show for you coming up. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Live true. We'll be back this time in three shakes.